This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Hanna's trail of devastation on the South Texas coast Sunday has been marked by overturned tractor-trailer trucks, downed power lines, and roofless homes, with flash flooding a threat to areas heavily impacted by COVID-19 infections. Hanna, the first storm of the hurricane season, came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane, continues to lose power, and is now a tropical depression. In Hawaii, Maui Island's mayor says that he's very thankful that Hurricane Douglas did not cause any major damage as it bore down, packing torrential rains and damaging winds as it churned just east of the islands in the Central Pacific. The Hawaiian Islands are still expected to experience large swells on Monday, producing life-threatening and potentially destructive surf along shores. More than 648,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is more than 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million, 4.2 million in the U.S., and 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed cases. South Korea reported 25 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday said 16 of the new cases were tied to people arriving from abroad. The country in past days reported dozens of cases among crew members of a Russian-flagged cargo ship docked in the southern port of Busan, and hundreds of South Korean construction workers airlifted from virus-ravaged Iraq. This is VOA News.